Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the r/productivity podcast. I am Alex.
I'm Rob, and it's definitely afternoon right now. I don't know when you're listening.
It's definitely afternoon for me. So, what are we talking about today?
I mean, it's your topic.
Yeah, it's my topic, you know.
You tell me.
It's a rhetorical question.
Oh.
Today we're going to talk about note taking, more precisely, paper notes, because for a long time I've been a user of like digital applications like Things and Todoist, and I'm just trying to name them off the top of my head. Apple Notes. I've used Evernote. What kind of note taking apps do you use, Robo?
So I'm at the point right now where I have so many different touch points of writing stuff down, but I'm losing stuff. I have a to-do list. I have a notes app. I have a gratitude app on my other phone. I have a different note, I have Dailyo. I have Notion page where I'm writing stuff down. I have Google Docs. I have documents on my computer. I have documents on my work computer. So there's probably scrap paper somewhere that I very rarely use but may have used. That's like almost 10 things. There's saved Reddit things. There's emails I haven't read.
We're going to talk about paper notes and using paper instead of pen and paper instead of digital applications today. But I guess that even if you just use pen and paper, you can't really escape having all kinds of information in other places. I can't record music in my paper notes, but you know that's that.
Well, I mean, isn't that the point of sheet music?
Yeah. Okay. the reason why I wanted to talk about note taking is that, well, for one thing, I kind of realized after using Things 3 for so long that I was trying to use it. Like in its own way, like the way the programmers have thought of how you should use the application, and I'm trying to get to use David Allen's productivity methodology with it, but it always came back down to one thing for me, is this feeling of it just doesn't write, just doesn't fit right.
You're writing paper notes and it's not fitting right.
No. I was using digital. Note taking, and you know the weird thing is that I'm actually talking about using a task application for like Things 3, but what I actually mean is I was also using Apple Notes at the time. So, for example, I really like to use Apple Notes. And because the application is solid, when you use it, it really feels like it's something solid and it works good.
Apple Notes works until you switch phone, in which case you don't have access to any of it anymore. Thanks, yeah. Apple, for making such a
walled garden.
What's the word? Restrictive garden? Did you say garden?
Yeah, a walled garden.
A walled garden. Yes, that is. That's pretty much a good way of describing it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because right now it's like anytime I want to write something down, it's like, oh, that's on my... let me get my phone out to write it down. And I'm like, oh, wait, this thing is a document. It's like a file. Not a file. What's it called? A page? That's it. A page that's on my other phone. So I have to get out my other phone. And that's the point when someone around me says, why have you got two phones? And like...
Yeah, why do you have two phones?
One of them's my burner.
Okay. Are you dealing drugs or something?
Shh, my dad's listening.
I mean, surely your dad's got your phone number as well. But let's get back into it. The reason I wanted to try out working with pen and paper is that I found that whatever I I recorded whatever I saved into my notes app. I just didn't look back to it. Sometimes I would like browse through it, but I never really thought to myself, I never really found it useful or meaningful. And so I copied all my notes out of the cloud and just tested for myself to see how long it would take for me to use my notes as a reference. And I think it went by for like a month and I still hadn't used it. So that was a sign for me that I thought to myself, I think I should try and use something else. So that's the point where I started using pen and paper.
Can I clarify? I've had a point where I was like, I'm going to write down three important things I want to do today on my notes app. And I just didn't follow through. I didn't follow through at all. And it works on my to-do list. And I think it struck me in the end that it's like having something on your notes page is like it's hidden and it's only really used as a reference for if it's necessary and needs to come up. Like I have lists on there, like books I want to read or quotes I think are good. And if I need to reference that, then I will. But if it's on a daily basis of what do I need to do? I'm not going to go into my notes app. It feels like there's friction between it. And I'm wondering if you're saying you went through the same thing.
Yeah. There's definitely some overlap between our situations.
Okay. And so you decided I'm going to try using pen and paper.
Yeah. Mostly because it has a name. For when you go into a store, it's an English word I can't think of, because there's this YouTube channel called Blank First Page, and it's only about using paper notebooks, and there's this guy who has been using paper notebooks for like 10 years and has like an entire stack lined to his wall. Ah, that's the word. Stationery. I really like going into shops that sell stationery. So
something oddly nice like, about it, isn't there?
Yeah.
I don't want to. I like want to buy it all, but I'll never use any of it.
Well, that's the thing. Is that a couple of years ago when I couldn't play piano. I always saw pianos in front of me, and I felt the urge in me to want to play on it, but I couldn't. So I started to learn piano. And I've got the same thing with pen and paper. I want to use pen and paper, but I couldn't, and I didn't. And so, you know, there's just also something nice about walking into a shop, a stationery shop, and just seeing all the notebooks and pens that you've got there, and it really gets your mind spinning to think of what will I do with this, and what's going to be the potential of this and that and such.
It's interesting that you said I stopped using my notes page and decided to go to pen and paper, because I also did that. There was this video I watched, which I'm pretty sure you watched too, which was about this guy who said he tried like swapping his phone for a notepad, because when you go on your phone you're distracted when you go on your phone, but you won't be if you're going on a notepad.
Is the video called "This Notebook is Replacing My Phone"?
This like $2 notebook is replacing my phone, I think the video is.
Yeah,
it was a while ago, but I've watched it.
It's a. I'm sending it to you in Discord right now. Is that a one?
That's the one. Yeah. So okay. Yeah. So the money is in the thumbnail. Okay.
Yeah. And the fun thing is that what he says in there, and that's kind of the reason why. Hold on. Let me backtrack for a second. So the reason that I wanted to go to pen and paper is so that I can remember things better and record things in my notebooks in a way that I can actually recall and are actually meaningful to me. So I bought myself like a couple of like pocket notebooks. I found that I use about one each month, and I get them full, pretty full from one end to the back.
You're like really going through these.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I use it for I put everything in it. Like my finances are in there. Like if I spend like a dollar on some coffee, I will a dollar. I don't spend dollars.
You spend euros. Yeah.
Yeah. on a coffee, I'll record it in there. I've got my meal plans for the week. I've got like the first two pages are reserved for like things that I learn. Things I want to remember, like life wisdom things, not just take out the trash or something.
Thing I really don't like about notebooks is it's written, and so if you get something wrong or you want to change something, you can't really change that. You have to just keep on going. So you can't like store stuff in certain pages. Can you explain how you do it?
I don't really understand why you think that's a downside, because because you have to keep on going, because you have to, you know, if you misspell a word, or you notice that you in your train of thought you're going with your sentence into a wrong direction, you just strike it on through and you just keep going.
No, but like you said something about you have two pages dedicated to something. I'm like, how do you have two pages dedicated?
It's like filled halfway, and maybe by the end of the month I'll have it full, and maybe I won't. But that's not really. I don't aim to fill it all the way, and I haven't really found that I need to use more space than those two pages at the beginning of my notebook.
It sounds like you've got it figured out.
Just this part, just this part. So, if you're behind the computer, go ahead on Google and type in field notes.
I'm gonna do this right now.
Yeah, field notes are a brand of notes that make like tiny notebooks. Like if I type it into my own browser, I immediately go to the to their own website, because I've been on there. These notebooks, like they are absolutely beautiful. And you can get printed ones, you can get more standard ones, and like their format is like I'm holding my iPhone 13 mini up to the notebook, and it's maybe a little taller than the iPhone. And a lot broader, so it's like A6, I think. The way that I use it is that I just put it in my pocket, and I literally take it anywhere. And since we were talking about stationery, I've got a pen called a Leuchtturm 1917 Drehgriffel.
Whatever that is.
Und mit dieser Drehgriffel kann ich schreiben. Auf dem Papier.
Keeps going. Is this one word?
I don't know German that well.
Oh, is it German?
That's
oh, yeah, okay. That's,
I often forget that that people from outside the country don't know the difference between Dutch and German. But yeah, So it's a pen. It's not too big. I just put it in my pocket, and it's I never really feel like it's in the way, and those are like that's something to get used to, that you always have to have a pen with you and always stick the notes in your pocket, and that's kind of the general use.
I have questions.
Okay.
Question number one is: you use one of these field notes notebooks?
Yes, about one every month.
Can you give me a link?
Yeah, if you go onto the Field Notes website, there is they talk about the National Parks series. Shopping spree, I bought every single one.
But is it the... Okay, National Parks. Okay.
Like they come in packets of three, and these are absolutely gorgeous pieces of you know, art to just carry with you. Don't get them just because they look beautiful. I actually I want to use them.
The main hurdles, I already said some of my hurdles. Other hurdles I have is I tried doing this. I tried using a notebook and bringing that with work to work with me every day. And now I was just forgetting to use it. That's what inevitably stopped me from doing it. Actually, no, what inevitably stopped me is I lost the notebook. I don't know where it is.
Yeah, that's kind of bad. And but how big was the notebook?
It was like A5. No, smaller than A5. It was enough to fit in your back pocket, basically.
Okay.
So I had this notebook and I just got I found a pencil and I put that down like the metal ring bindery bit. And I was just using that. And I'm looking at the one you sent me and it doesn't look like there's... How do you keep the writing device with it?
I don't really. Usually I have like shirts to put the notebook in a chest pocket, and like the top of the notebook
usually
kind of pops out right above the chest pocket or in the back of my pants.
So you so you have a pocket and you put where do you put your writing? Pen or pencil?
Pen.
Pen. Where do you put your pen?
In my left pocket.
In a different pocket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's let's see, the pen is, you know, just as long as my just as tall as my my iPhone mini, and I put it in my jeans, and I can forget that I have it with me. I don't feel it at all. Before this, I wanted to do everything with pencil, so I got I used a mechanical pencil that I got from my grandma a long time ago. But that had a really sharp point and it was like stabbing me all the time. And it wasn't really that convenient.
Okay.
So I can understand that getting the pen part could be a hurdle for someone, but you know, you got to figure it out.
A big hurdle for me here again is I want to write something down. Let me get this notebook out of my back pocket and this pen out of my left. I'm imagining you mean like the front pocket? Front left pocket? Yeah. And my pen out of this front left pocket. And then let me open to the right page. Let me take the lid off the pen and start writing. Whereas a phone, yes, you can get much easier distracted. But for me, I literally just take it out of my pocket. I've got my finger on the... Because I have this type of phone, I have a finger on my the unlock button. So by the time it's at my face, I have it open and I can just swipe to the left and tap create new note.
I mean, yeah, go
for it. It's much less friction.
The word friction is I think, really the right word here.
Mm.
Like for when I use things, I would just open my phone, go to things, pull down, and just start entering something. So right now, yeah, okay, it may take a little bit more time, but there is maybe a little more friction, but there's a lot more fun and joy in it for me. Mostly because, yeah, why is putting down a note in this notebook more fun? I don't know, man. It feels more like it's
meant to be.
Actually, getting a place.
Mm.
It's not just going into the backlog of all the tasks.
Oh my gosh!
That I still have to do in my in my to-do list application. It just becomes I logged into the paper.
I said, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Because I just remembered that the thing I just described to you is like a ninth touch point for where I write stuff down. So that's not even like the definitive.
Right.
So you know what? When I was saying earlier that like I have my to-do list and I have Notion and a Notes app on my phone and Google Docs and all of these things. Yeah. There was also Microsoft Sticky Notes, which are like the easiest notes to get to on my phone. So I write stuff down there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that kind of, I think that what you're trying to get at there is that there's just so many places where you can just input stuff,
yeah,
and try to remember it or make an application remember it for you. I guess it's not just, but the difference between typing something out on a phone and writing something out on a piece of paper. And this is actually something that that video that we mentioned from Austin Schrock, I think that's his name,
yeah,
with the $1 notebook. He says that there's like this system that gets activated in your brain when you write something down.
Like physically write something down.
Yeah, yeah. And it's called the reticular activating system. And it's the system that's being activated in your brain, like when you're writing. So it only works with pen and paper and not with typing. And it just makes sure that the experience that you write from letter to word to sentence to text processes better what's happening in your brain than just typing it on a screen or a keyboard.
This is, I remember they've mentioned this on Cortex. And also, I feel like I should advertise their Sidekick notepad /vape, because they have some stuff which is actually really handy for they writing notes.
They got a notepad?
You're not aware of this?
Ooh, more stationery.
They've got a this whole brand thing, and for anyone who doesn't know, this is a podcast to listen to. So
Cortex Notepad.
It's called Sidekick Notepad. I haven't got one, but the whole idea is, and this will become more prevalent, I think, in the next episode. Because we seem to be like, these episodes are very different, but they seem to be like overlapping in themes, but you'll find out. So the whole thing is that if you're at your computer, you have this notepad between your keyboard and yourself, and you can just like write stuff down easily.
Oh yeah.
And it's meant for like tearing away as well. So if you want, you can literally just put it in your pocket and then take it out, write stuff down.
It's kind of expensive though.
Yes.
$40.
It's expensive because
it's custom.
It's a really good product. Pretty much it's like really, it's high quality basically.
Yeah. Okay. But you know, comparing that to the field notes,
cheaper.
Yeah. Way cheaper because you've got a pack with three tiny notebooks for like,
$15.
I mean, if you're in the EU, you got to pay for shipping as well. Oof. And that can really rack up the costs.
You could just go to a stationery shop and get one for 99 cents. Sorry,
99 cents.
Sorry, American viewers.
Yeah,
listeners.
But it does look like something. It doesn't look bad. I mean, it looks fairly simple. And the what's the kind of use that the Gray was his name. What's the kind of thing that Gray does with it? Does he actually use it for himself?
I think they all do. There's a video. There's like a couple videos on they're basically ads on it, and they tell you different ways that you can use it. For example, I think. But yeah, the main way is like while you're working, you can write stuff down quite easily and then take it whatever you want.
Okay. Just looking at it, here's why it probably wouldn't immediately work for me. Is that the notepad is pretty much stuck to one place. You can't take it with you.
Yes, you can. You can put it in your bag.
Yeah, okay. I mean, sure, but you can't. Then you got a lug a bag over your back everywhere you go.
Yes,
you can't just walk off and just, you know, have the freedom of like a tiny pen and paper with you.
Unless you rip a page out and you take that with you.
Yeah, okay, but that's kind of besides the point. It says here that I'm looking at the image here on the website. It has a date at the top, and then it has like create more sticker packages and charge camera and some more to-do lists and stuff.
I think it
looks like something that would be useful for a lot of people. But you know, the day has to go by, and suddenly the entire page. What are you going to do with this stuff that you haven't done? Are you going to write those down on your new page, or are you going to leave yesterday's page still stuck on the notepad? It kind of seems.
It's however you want to use it. I mean, it sounds to me like this isn't relevant for you.
that's kind of my point. Yeah, that's why I started with this is why it won't work for me. It's like stuck to one. It's stuck to its place. I can't take it everywhere with me.
No, it sounds like what you're saying was much more useful for what you're doing. So
yeah.
Should we just kind of? Yeah. I was gonna like address this whole kind of distraction thing, or have we really already addressed that?
I don't think really. Maybe we can kind of talk about distraction.
Because I know I haven't been selling this very well, and I'm very resistant to it. I'm a sort of person who doesn't like to buy more stuff. I'm a sort of person who's like, well, if I can get software to do it, then that's free. But there's this whole thing of writing stuff down. And it's just you and pages. And there are flaws to it, as we've talked about. But put your hand up. I can see you right now. So that's why you should put your hand up. Put your hand up if you've opened your phone to do something or write something down. And then you've got distracted. You've done something else.
It's the same thing as when you're at home and you walk through a doorway and you want to do something, and then you spontaneously just forget about it. It's the same thing, you know. And something about what you said. You said the distractionless environment of, you know, just you and your pen. And a blank sheet of paper. There's just something
tranquil,
something
peaceful.
Very peaceful, tranquil. Yeah, but also really just simple about it. I'm going to send you an art piece by Christopher Zetterstrand. I think it's the guy who made the art pieces in Minecraft.
This is. Wow, okay. I actually watched a video about that at some point. He's a cool artist. This is a really nice picture.
Yeah, it's a nice picture, right? Because it really speaks to a feeling or an idea that I have all the time, that there's this world around me.
We should probably describe the picture to people.
Yeah.
So
what you see on the painting, it's a painting. Of an artist, of just an easel with a blank canvas, sitting in like a very beautiful landscape,
like edge of a hill or a cliff or something, almost
edge of a hill. And it kind of beckons you to put something down on it and to let the environment inspire you and try to create something and try to be creative with it.
Also kind of terrifying in a way, because a blank page can be quite scary.
and that kind of goes back into what you said before, is that if you make a mistake in your notebook, the mistake is there, but because you record everything in your paper notebook, you also record those mistakes, and you just get used to making mistakes and correcting them instead of having to have everything be as perfect as it can be in your notes app. There is, however, one thing that I miss from my notes app, and that URLs are not clickable.
URLs, there's no extra notes you can put for certain things. You can't retroactively go back and add stuff in. You can't say where things are due. You can't say what, like, I have a my day list. It's like, oh, it automatically chosen. Here are the things that you've got due today. Doesn't have that.
Yeah. From Microsoft To Do, right? Yeah, I really hate that feature.
You hate it?
I hate it, yeah. AI is always wrong. AI is always wrong about what I want to do, simply because I just don't accept it that it can give me a good answer.
I mean, the suggestions aren't often good, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, I'm actually very pessimistic about AI in that sense, but you know, we're kind of getting off topic.
I'm going to be completely honest. I've been trying to keep track of everything you're saying, and I haven't been able to. I'm hoping
in that case, if you as a listener kind of have the same problem, there's this video by Ryder Carroll about bullet journaling that will give more than enough information about how I keep track of tasks in this tiny notebook. Even though the bullet journal system is more of a system for larger notebooks, I use it on a smaller scale in this tiny notebook. There's not really a thought to it. Like, if I need a new page, I'll just flip over a page. Like, I've got some goals for the new year here, and on the next page after that, there's some reflection with a date on the bottom of the page. On the next page, there is an overview of my week with tasks that I wanted to do this week. Then there's some more writing down, some more reflection, and some podcast notes that I
always good.
Yeah, yeah. So the reason why should you go to why should you use pen and paper over digital systems is purely for the way that it makes you remember things. I know there's applications that help you find your content faster, and like if you use Obsidian, for example, you can make an overview with all the links between your notes and such. I don't lead a kind of life to go that complex with things, and I like this. I quite enjoy this, and even if you know. If you're like, for example, if you're a student, I would definitely recommend going for pen and paper just for the sake of remembering things better. Because that, if there's one thing that writing down is good at, I mean, using pen and paper is good for, is remembering things better.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Because if you're a student, the one thing I recommend is having one Word document for, and just writing everything in there. So when you go back and you do your assignments or research, you've got everything in this one place. And you can use Control F, the find function.
Yeah, okay, but you could also have a paper notebook and with an index.
Yeah, but that's...
But that's an old way of doing it.
We actually did that in secondary school, I remember. I don't think anyone ever really used it, though. You haven't convinced me, but... I'm happy for you.
I haven't convinced you. But, you know, I may not have convinced you, but you have tried to do it.
Yeah, I have actually tried, yeah. So,
yeah,
yeah, I haven't...
Yeah.
Don't knock it till you try it. They say, well, I've tried it, and it didn't really work.
And so, you know, buying pen and paper is really easy. and really cheap. So if it doesn't work for you, just look for something else, and don't sweat about it. Just, you know, just throw yourself at it,
literally,
and just. Yeah, just just bash your
just
head.
Just like jump into a stationery shop. Throw yourself in there.
Throw yourself in there.
Don't do that.
You'll see what happens. You know,
you'll hurt yourself.
And try also not to think too much about it, because we are already doing the thinking for you. You must listen to us.
It's important to self-reflect. Think about it yourself. Let the seed grow in your head. Have a think about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Right. And I think that's all, folks.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the r/productivity podcast. If you have any questions, leave a...
what can they
leave
do?
Leave an email, or a comment on the Discord server, because we've got the Discord server as well.
Do we actually have a...
Otherwise, we'll see you next time.
Adios, everybody.
Adios.
Talking with a friend who called me up and they asked me for some productivity advice. And I gave them three pieces of advice, which actually contradicted each other. And I was telling my dad about this. And I was like, I know a lot about productivity. Do you think I should make a podcast? And he said, just do it. And I was like, well, what do you mean? He was like, just stop like talking about making it and just make it. And I was like, I mean, I've been at it for like 2 years now. So he now has listened to several episodes of this podcast. And I thought it would be really interesting to just do like an end point to one of the episodes and just mention how my dad is listening probably to this.
Hi, robots, dad.
Hello, my dad.
Are you having tea with crumpets?
That is very racist.
No, it's not. It's actually very typical of Brits to eat tea. And
to
crumpets.
Eat tea? I don't think anyone's eaten tea in my life.
To drink tea, to eat crumpets. I mean, that's part of your culture, right?
I don't drink tea and I very rarely have crumpets.
Okay.
And we don't have them together, typically.
Yeah, I don't even know what a crumpet is. Is it like a...
It's nice.
It's like a big, chunky bread piece something?
I like to think of it as like a pancake cake. It's a good description of it.
A pancake cake.
But anyway, I don't know if my dad is listening. And if you are, hello. And also, goodbye.